Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us all free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for everything you're doing to keep America rolling along, including our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we start out this morning with Denise Simon, FoundersCove.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to go to a caller on the line who's been holding patiently, Denver, Colorado. Now, what was your name again, please?
That's Aaron.
Okay, Aaron, what's up?
Oh, well, you know, first of all, you know, comment about Joe Biden calling the reporter an FOB. You know, the thing is, and you're right, calling him a pal. I mean, that's insulting, because I don't think Joe Biden and that reporter go out, you know, out to dinner and buy beers and drink beers and laugh it up and talk to each other. So, you know, I mean, or I don't even think Joe Biden knows the guys if their reporter's married or have kids or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, calling him a pal, it's really insulting.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Joe Biden, I don't know if Joe Biden told the truth, he wouldn't even know if he told the truth.
That's right.
He lies so much.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the guy's just a complete liar, pants on fire. And this is the question to you, Denise. Denise, do you think the Olympic athletes should stay home, or should they go to the Olympics in China? I heard Captain America comment, and in my opinion, I think they should go, because Jimmy Carter kept the United States Olympic team here in the United States, because he thought that was going to keep the former Soviet Union from invading Afghanistan, which, of course, it didn't. So I'd just like to hear what you had to say, Denise, and I'll hear your comments off the air.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
I actually do think that we should not go to the Olympics. We're in a very different place with the leadership in the Chinese Communist Party today than we were back during the Carter administration, or any other administration for that matter, because of the tactics that the Chinese Communist Party has been using. And the risks to our athletes, not only athletes, but all the other people that go along during these kinds of events. That means media, that means trainers, you know, logistics people and whatnot. Let's not forget, we still have issues with the honesty and the integrity of the Chinese Communist Party when it comes to all things Wuhan laboratory and the virus. They've got certain parts of China completely locked down because they are in a virus situation. So for, let's say that, you know, we do send our athletes and everything goes well, or at least we think it goes well, and then these athletes necessarily become infected with some other variant and come home. So then we've got to go through some testing and isolation and contact tracing and all these other kinds of things.
Okay.
So I wouldn't. Out of caution.
All right, let's go over to Mary. Mary's calling. Okay, go ahead, Mary.
Hey, good morning, Denise and Captain. You know, I don't believe in any news anymore at all, and none of it. And maybe the geoengineering watch guy seems to be pretty legitimate because he backs everything up. But I believe America and the world have been punked three times here, one with the election, one with the virus, and number three is they've been punked because they've been punked. But there is some realistic information out there. It's called the International Criminal Court in the UK. That's a 47-page case about COVID. And I was wondering if you had seen that, because it speaks to the legitimacy of the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine, which everyone has said is a hokey-pokey.
Okay.
Have you seen that case? Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
I have not seen the case.
I've heard about it.
I have not. But hats it to you, Mary, for, you know, paying such attention. I will tell you that the International Criminal Court, we are not a signatory to it. So,
nope.
You know, we don't have any kind of jurisdiction or participation, but we do watch it as a country. We do watch what they do and say in rulings and so forth. If it had any kind of legitimacy, then the leadership, of Syria, like Bashar al-Assad, would have been brought up as a war criminal. And I think that would have thrown Vladimir Putin into the same thing, because he is, in fact, a war criminal with what he did in Syria. But when it comes to treatments and some various prophylactics that have been used in the treatment of all things COVID-19, it's finally getting some traction, and rightly so, that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin...
Okay, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Appreciate that very much. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for, 85 years. And they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring well over 25 million drivers, and that number climbs every day. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything that you drive, including the car, the truck, maybe you got an ATV, a motorcycle, a boat, or even an RV. They can cover all of that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance together with your car, with Geico, and you'll save a ton of money. Now, the word Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. The website is geico.com. Go over there, check it out, see what they can do for you, and maybe, just maybe, you might be saving yourself a bunch of money. Okay, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is here with us, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, it looks like as if we're going to be sending troops over to the Ukraine, but I'm not sure they're going to go to the Ukraine, per se.
No.
Right. And it could be as many as 8,500, which sounds to me like they've got Marines, I believe, on board the aircraft carrier that's over there right now. So there'd be probably 3,000 of them, because it's an expeditionary force. And then you would have more coming from, say, Fort Bragg, which would be the rapid deployment force.
I'm not convinced there will any of them will come from stateside. I think they would necessarily
Germany
pick them. Yeah, they would pick mm-hmm. them out of various U.S. bases abroad. Mm-hmm. And It appears that they will go under NATO leadership, which is done by a U.S. allied commander. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that person is designated yet. But they have to, our troops, wherever they go, or from wherever they start, have to be ready to move within 18 to 36 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not going to Ukraine. They're, in fact, probably going to hit Poland, Latvia, or Lithuania.
How about Belarus?
No.
Okay.
No.
Way too close.
No, Belarus is too much of a sympathizer to Russia.
Okay.
Even though they say they're not, they clearly are.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got other things in play here, and this is really quite important. A lot of people, including Tucker Carlson, don't think that we ought to be doing this at all. I think you have to. Otherwise, if you don't, then there's virtually no reason to have NATO.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some other things that are happening here, and that is the naval exercises that Russia is doing in the region of Ireland. A lot of people don't know that one. I wrote about that one yesterday. The other piece is that it appears that Russia has also put in an awful lot of sea mines into the Baltic Sea.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, we're there not, if we go, and when we go, and what we're doing along with other NATO troops, is not only for Ukraine. There are other things here that Russia is doing, and this is creating not just instability for Ukraine, but Eastern Europe. And mm-hmm. some of those countries in Eastern Europe are NATO members, Article 5.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to watch these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be continued, right?
Oh, indeed so.
Yeah, and of course, we've also heard that Russia may be considering a cyber attack on the region or even the U.S. homeland. That would not surprise me. What did you?
Well, they've already done it, so twice to Ukraine.
Okay, because the Department of Homeland Security thinks they might do it to us here in the homeland, but we'll just have to see what happens there. And, of course, Ireland must be shaking in their boots with all the Russian ships offshore.
I have done that.
Yeah, that's where they went. That's where they went. And I understand there's as many as 140 warships in this Russian armada.
I don't know what is in fact there. I was trying to, they're in various places. So, you know, the Mediterranean, now certainly in the Baltic, it's real hard to get any kind of handle
mm-hmm.
on all of this and mm-hmm. try to determine what they're doing. This is, I would say right now at this point, what Russia is doing is necessarily called a blackmail war.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, they even put out there that they would put missiles into Cuba and Venezuela. So they're trying to blackmail an awful lot of Western countries.
Now,
and I don't know if Biden knows the difference or not.
Yeah, good question. Now, I want you to think about this for a second before you answer it. Jen Psaki yesterday, the very infinite and knowledgeable Jen Psaki, I'm being facetious, came out and made a statement. Underfunding of police has fueled the crime surge. There you go. Underfunding of police.
Jeez. Wouldn't you like to sit in whatever office it is in this White House when there was an issue that's brought up? They sit around and kind of decide how they're going to craft a response And then they put it on paper and they hand it to her so it goes into her three-ring binder that she can refer to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way this, the Democrats, and it's not just Jen Psaki, although she's a master at it, mm-hmm. And so is the communications office, how they repackage something and twist something to get the blame or the spotlight off of this White House is really, it's an art form. It isn't a good one, but it's an art form.
Mm. By the way, I don't know when this happened, but I got a thing, something coming across here, military.com. Navy pilot ejects seven hurt in F-35 South China Sea landing mishap.
Well, he didn't, things kind of went sideways a little bit, no pun intended.
Monday, I guess. Monday. It was yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't think it was. I think they reported it first yesterday, but I think it happened on Sunday. Or it may have happened early on Monday. But yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I see that. I hope the pilot's okay. Okay, back to the drawing board here. Mike Pompeo, who's very knowledgeable, said that Russia and the Ukraine conflict puts the Biden administration's weakness on full display for the world to see.
Well, I mean, that kind of goes without saying, but I think that Pompeo is necessarily doing the reminder here because the incompetence and the dangerous and stupidness decisions on how we withdrew from Afghanistan will really go down in history. If for nothing else, about how we vacated, abandoned, and really ran away from Bagram Air Force Base, and leaving billions and billions and billions of dollars of military gear behind. I mean, we didn't blow up anything of significance before
nope.
we left.
Nope.
So this is kind of like round two. On what we're doing when it comes to Ukraine. So, yeah, it kind of goes without saying, Mike Pompeo, but I think in this case it needs to be reminded. And I would say that some of the other progressive media are beginning to get that same message,
mm-hmm.
including Chuck Todd, who lately in the last...
Oh, he went off on Biden yesterday? Oh, boy. Yeah.
I mean, this all sounds great, but this is not good for America.
No.
You know, if Biden fails, we fail. And I've said that a couple of times. I don't like it. But Biden is not the one that's making these decisions. It
no.
all comes down to Ron Klain.
I agree.
And he's got to go. He's
I agree.
Got to go.
Yep. He did the same thing with Hillary Clinton, didn't he?
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay, well, he cost her opportunity. But anyway, we got to run. I will talk to you tomorrow, same time.
Bye.
Have a great day, okay? And you might find Denise today out on the tennis court if it's not raining or storming. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more in our Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. military has ordered several hundred U.S. troops on standby to potentially deploy to Eastern Europe amid heightened tensions over Russia's presence near Ukraine's border. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
I want to stress, particularly with the NATO Response Force, it has not been activated. It is a NATO call to make, but we have contributions to that response force, as do other nations. As I said, it's 40,000 some odd strong. Our contributions don't come near the 40,000 number.
Russia continues to deny that it's planning an invasion and claims that Western accusations are a cover for NATO's own planned provocations. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying millions of dollars have already been given to those impacted by the devastating tornadoes that hit the state last month. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Don't forget to give them a call at 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of their campuses. We'll tell you more about them in just a minute after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, which is here in my backyard. I'm on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So you have two locations that you can take the tour of their campus and find out what it is they do, including being able to talk to students, instructors, and then be able to talk to the financial people, and they'll tell you how that works so that you won't have any reservations or problems about that. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number. Pick the spot you want to go visit, either the one here in Clearwater, Florida, or the one up there in Concord, Mass., and take the tour of the campus. You'll get an opportunity to find out everything that's going on. And by the way, those of you that are post-9/11 military veterans, if you have not used your GI Bill benefits, everything will be paid for. Now, if you're pre-9/11 and you've already gone to some sort of school somewhere or done something in the educational front, you may or may not have all of your benefits. But don't worry about that. You'll use what you got left up, and then you'll get the way what everybody else does, all the civilian kids do, is you'll get a student loan, and away you go. And you're in Lake Flynn, and you're taking the course, and you're getting certified as an aviation maintenance tech, and you're making yourself some big, big bucks right off the bat. And that's a good thing. Now, the website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Go there, check it out, and then give them a call after that. Now, the U.S. has drawn down the Ukraine embassy presence as war fears are mounting. The move came amid rising tensions about Russia's military buildup on the Ukraine border. In the meantime, U.S. carriers are training in the South China Sea for a possible move by China on Taiwan. After another Chinese incursion was reported. Did you hear about this? 39 aircraft. 39 Chinese aircraft made a beeline for Taiwan. And two U.S. aircraft carrier groups who have entered the disputed South China Sea for training, along with the forces that were with them, were in the middle of all this. Now, the Department of Defense said Taiwan reported a new Chinese air incursion at the top of the waterway, including the fearsome new electronic warfare jet, which was out there in the middle of this, the Chinese jet. And something else, the THAAD system is now in operational use. It's owned by the United Arab Emirates and was developed by the U.S. military. It intercepted a ballistic missile on Monday during a deadly attack by Houthi militants in Abu Dhabi, marking the system's first known use in a military operation. That's getting too close for comfort. A ballistic missile fired by the Houthis. And, of course, that's the Iranian proxy. If you don't know, you do now. By the way, hundreds of trainees shift to basic training, unvaccinated, and continue to refuse to get vaccinated, flagging them for discharge. How's that going to work out for those young folks? I don't think it will, but that's just me talking. Now, NATO said Monday that it's putting extra forces on standby and sending more ships and fighter jets to Eastern Europe, as Ireland warned that new Russian war games off its coast are not welcome, given the tensions over whether or not President Vladimir Putin intends to attack the Ukraine. Something else that happened, the closed-door discussions with representatives of the United States, France, Britain, Germany, Italy, the European Union, and Norway were being held on Monday at the Soria Moria Hotel on a snowy hilltop outside Oslo in Norway. No report on what's transpired there yet. And we also heard about another airstrike carried out in response to the ISIS group unleashing the biggest attack in Syria since the fall of the caliphate 3 years ago by United States airplanes. Now, nobody knows what's going to happen in the Ukraine. There's a lot of guesses, a lot of prognostication, but nobody knows. So it's fair to assume, and by the way, nobody wants to get nobody into a shooting war. Nobody. Because somebody's liable to push the button on something bigger than a SAM missile, and then you got a problem. Now, Russia toughens its posture amid the Ukrainian tensions. Of course they're going to do that. Amid the fears of the imminent attack on the Ukraine, Russia has further upped the ante by announcing more military drills in the region. And I saw some of that going on with their tanks and whatnot, and making sure they're sending that out for people to see. They want you to know. And oh, by the way, short notice deployments are now being issued to some of our troops to deter Russia, but it could backfire. A Pentagon strategy that emphasizes unpredictable short-term troop rotations in Europe is more likely to risk escalation with Russia than a forward-based military presence on the continent. That's coming from a U.S. Army Commission study force survey. Now, the Pentagon is once again surging another 100 medical troops, military medical troops, to coronavirus-stricken hospitals across the U.S. Some 220 military medical troops are set to deploy in the coming days to hospitals in 8 states to aid staffs overburdened in the recent surge of coronavirus. Now, that sounds like as if the hospitals are being overwhelmed. Well, they are, but here's why. The hospitals actually, because some people wouldn't get vaccinated, let their people go. They let them go. And they shut down some of the wards they had because they didn't have enough people to man it. So that's what you're not being told. That's exactly what you're not being told. But we're telling you, because we know that's the case. Now, the Navy has completed their initial flushing of the water system lines, serving the Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam, which is a good thing to get that nonsensical gasoline smell and all that out of the water system. So that's part one of what they're doing. Hopefully it'll stay that way. We'll have to wait and see. All right, coming back with the Watchdog on Wall Street himself. Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Going to have a lot to talk about today. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on Westwaters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to go right to the telephone line because we got our good friend, the Watchdog on Wall Street, right here on the line right now. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I got to play something for you because I want to hear your response when you hear this. But here we go. Joe Biden, something about roughly a year ago that he said about what he would do if somebody got disrespectful or called somebody a name or whatnot. Here we go.
Working with the most decent government in the world. And we have to restore the soul of this country, and I'm counting on all of you to be part of that. But I'm not joking when I say this. If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot. On the spot. No ifs, ands, or buts. Everybody is entitled to be treated with decency and dignity. That's been missing in a big way the last 4 years.
Just exactly what did Joe do yesterday? Didn't he violate his little rule?
come on, Matt. He was doing this on the campaign trail. He was, you know, threatening people that were arguing with him on the campaign trail and challenging people to push-up duels and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like a character in that. Remember that that movie way back when with was it Burgess Meredith and Walter Matthau, Grumpy Old Men?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. It was, you know, they were just ripping. I mean, he's like a grumpy old man. It is what it is. And this is kind of par for the course for this guy. He does, you know, do this. Listen, he got aggravated over a question. You know, he called him back and he apologized and, you know, sorry about.
Chris, you don't apologize to somebody by going, "Hey, pal, I didn't really mean what I did. Hey, pal." That's not an apology.
No, you're right. You're right. But he is who he is.
Yeah.
You know, we can get upset after the fact, and, you know, politicians say things all the time. But the guy was like this before. We saw this on the campaign trail. He getting mad at people asking him questions on the campaign trail. And guess what? They still got voted in. I mean, again, we can point all of these things out, but this is stuff we knew ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was who he was. It's kind of like everybody getting upset over Donald Trump and some of his actions, you know, when he was there, when you knew who he was ahead of time.
Oh, I did. I saw him in New York.
Yeah. I mean, so, again, if this is Joe Biden, this is who he is. And again,
I saw the way he worked with the steel workers and with the firefighters and with the whoever. I mean, all the union guys. And he'd get down and dirty and get gruff and rough with them. And, you know, that's just the way it was.
Yeah. I mean, this is Joe Biden, and this is why his approval ratings are where they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's starting to show maybe a little bit of frustration and just how poorly everything is going as approval ratings continue to drop.
Yep.
I hope he's got, you know, the sycophants around him telling him everything is awesome and you're doing such a great job.
Ron Klain is the problem, I think.
Well, I mean, I don't think, I mean, he's lost the mainstream media. He's, mm-hmm. You're losing guys that are always been like the Chuck Todds of the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, your frustration is going to mount. I don't know how you come back from that. He doesn't exactly exude confidence, and you can take a look mm-hmm. at what's happening right now geopolitically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Donald Trump got a lot of flack for his treatment of the European Union and, you know, wanting the EU, the NATO members to pay their fair share. And, you know, he was tough on them. And, you know, look at Biden. He can't even get these countries to go along with what he wants to do in regards to the Ukraine, and it's right there. NATO is basically fractured at this point in time, and I think that they're flailing around. You and I were talking before. I mean, what is the purpose of sending 8,500 troops to, I don't know, Estonia or Latvia? Is that going to stop Russia if they really wanted to roll into the Ukraine? It's not going to do a damn thing.
Nope.
You know, it's just stupid. What are they going to act as human shields? I mean, this is silly.
Nope. Now, let me, we got a question out of the chat room here. From Jeff in Sarasota. He's saying, "Hey, Chris, would you please explain yesterday's market action?"
If I could explain to you what happened, okay, that would make me almost like some sort of Midas or somebody that has a crystal ball or savant.
The guru of Markowskiville.
It's some things are just inexplicable. And in this case, to try to put your finger on why you're going to see this type of crazy market action. I mean, I can tell you the origins of this. We've gotten away from the old way of doing things where we had special before the exchange. We have all of these electronic trading. And again, this wasn't mom and pops and people with their 401ks, you know, buying and selling stock. This is large institutions moving markets. I expect more volatility moving forward, but as far as your portfolio is concerned, you know, anything happens with the market, any type of storm that's out there that you need to navigate, if you own quality, if the companies that you own, if your portfolio is built on solid companies, yes, you're going to hit storms. But on the other side, you're going to be okay. It's when you own junk and when you speculate on things, and that's where the big washout is coming. A lot of these companies, and I talked about this for a while.
Yes.
Really reminiscent of like the whole .com era, or you can take a look at it when people were bidding up condos back in 2005, 2006, all over Florida. You remember that? You know, Sarasota being a hot spot for that too.
I do.
You know, eventually things trade for what they're worth, and we're having a bit of a washout right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, very good. I appreciate that, and I'm pretty sure that he just got the answer. Not maybe the one he wanted to hear, but he got the answer. All right, now, economic fairness is something that has been tossed around a bit lately. Voters are increasingly seeing the U.S. economy as being unfair and think it's especially unfair to blacks and Hispanics. Have you heard this?
What? I'm sorry, what?
Okay, I'll read it again. Voters increasingly see the U.S. economy as being unfair and think it's especially unfair to blacks and Hispanics. Have you seen this? I haven't.
I'm sure there's people out there trying to convince people of that, because we live in a world where, you got to blame somebody and you're always a victim and it's, never your fault. Here's a bit of advice to anybody who believes that. You want to grow up, you surefire sign of you becoming an adult, a real adult, a real, person that's obviously able to stand on their own, is accept responsibility for everything in life. Stop looking to place blame. Stop saying something is unfair. And move on. You didn't see, the Buffalo Bills lost a real tough game.
Yep.
You didn't see them come out after and blame the overtime rules for why they lost. I mean, some fans did. They want to make some changes there. But those were the rules. Okay? Deal with it. Go with the terrain and stop blaming others or saying that something is fair. It's ridiculous. We've got more than two jobs open here in the United States for everyone looking for work. If you want to be successful, be successful. Imagine, saying this to my grandparents, my God rest their souls, and people had to live through really tough economic times where it was difficult to find a job. Give me a break, please. I'm sick and tired of hearing this. Get your butt up off the couch, stop watching the Netflix, and get yourself to work.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked a little bit about Mexico, where we've now got more ships off the coast of Mexico than we did up off the coast of California. They moved them south a little bit. But the U.S. economy is slowing right now to a near standstill as the Omicron supply chain is just delaying everything, and the surge for inflation is making things worse, too. What are you seeing?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I learned this yesterday. The ports that are run in Mombasa, Kenya, mm-hmm. are more productive than ours.
Well, sure they are. You're not dealing with the union.
Yeah. The ports in Kenya, okay, mm-hmm. are more productive than ours. And again, we don't have a president that actually will stand up to this stuff, where you have Reagan basically stand up to the air traffic controllers and say, you're all fired. You're not going to shut the country down. It's not going to happen. Sorry, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
I do the same damn thing with the ports. You're gone. Either you get to work, we get this stuff done, we get this country moving, or you're fired.
Mm-hmm.
And deal with it. I mean, and again, the American people would say, okay, good. We got to get back to normal here. We got to lower prices. They're not doing a damn thing. They're just sitting around and watching this stuff. It's patently absurd that third world nations, I'm sorry, can't use the third world nation,
mm-hmm.
can run their systems and their supply chain better than we can.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day and stay warm. All right, Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, Ron Edwards won't be here today, so we're going to do something a little different when we come back. I've got quite a few messages here. I'm going to read them as we come back after the top of the hour break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.